This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
2 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Those three things can literally change the world, but it requires us to step into the world, to make our presence known, and to literally stand up against evil. Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. My name is Scott Kesterson. I am the director and producer of the war documentary, Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, and you are listening to episode 104, Fear or Fearless.
During a recent vote, the U.S. Senate has agreed to give law enforcement agencies access without needing to obtain a warrant first. According to Senator Ron Wyden, who opposed the bill, quote, getting access to somebody's web browsing history is almost like spying on their thoughts. This level of surveillance absolutely ought to require a warrant, end quote. It is now more essential than ever to browse the web using a VPN or virtual private network. The VPN I choose is Virtual Shield because it's the fastest, easiest, and has a plug-and-play 30-day free trial. Here, let me show you how easy it is to protect yourself. I'm going to go to www.virtualshield.com and download the Virtual Shield free 30-day trial, install it, and click Connect. You can also download Virtual Shield from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Once I'm connected, my IP address is now different than before. See? Virtual Shield is the easiest to use, fastest server connections, and offers a money-back guarantee. Due to the recent pandemic, Virtual Shield wants to offer a 50% off all VPN plans and all premium add-ons, including Protection Plus, Residential Access, and VIP Performance plans for as low as a cup of coffee. Sign up for a 30-day trial to Virtual Shield VPN and see what the hype is all about. You have nothing to lose. Please visit www.virtualshield.com/bardsofwar. That's www.virtualshield.com/bardsofwar, or click on the link in the description.
Fear is one of those things that everyone wants to say that they have none, that they don't live with any fear. But fear is one of those very pernicious and devious aspects in our psyche that creates excuses, convinces us to do things, and ultimately pacifies us through inaction. Fear, on one extreme, is paralyzing. You feel it in your gut, you're knocked to your knees. It immobilizes you. That's the extreme of fear. But there's another side of fear that's far worse, in my opinion. It's the side of fear where we feel normal, but every time we go to do something, we convince ourselves not to take an action, to sit on the sideline, not to participate, convincing ourselves that inaction is an appropriate action rather than engagement in solving a problem. Unfortunately, where we are right now as a culture, that part of fear, that aspect of fear, has become mainstreamed. And one of the greatest agents of teaching that type of fear is the church. It's a pacification of who we are. Some of the most courageous people in our modern history were those led by Mahatma Gandhi. They did a passive, peaceful revolt against the British and ultimately drove the British out of their country. India went from being a colony to a nation state in a very short period of time, but not without an unbelievable amount of sacrifice. When we talk about resistance and pushing against a power, the Indians did it by being present, even knowingly walking into the gunfire of the British, but never stopping, never relenting, forcing the British to face the fact that they weren't just colonial rulers, they were occupiers and ultimately enslavers. Right now, we are living through a full-on war against our culture, against our Constitution, and against everything we value. While on one hand, we are being temperate and showing grace, being patient for the elections, the war that's being waged against us doesn't care about the elections. They care about socially re-engineering the entire culture of the United States. They're forcing the mask issue increasingly to continue to drive people into fear. And the fear is taking on the form, like I'm saying. People aren't questioning the rules. They're simply putting on the mask, telling themselves that that's the right thing to do, to protect one another. They're ignoring the science. They're ignoring the health issues of wearing a mask, and they're complying with that. And every single one of these people that is complying is showing themselves as the willing targets to let go of everything this country stands for. They've identified themselves as the targets of change for the deep state. This war is very real, and it's going to require every single one of us to start fighting in a completely different way. The information war has to continue. That's part of red-pilling people to awaken them to the control matrix that they're part of. But you can't sit behind a keyboard. You have to also get into the real world. And there's the bridge of fear. I run into this all the time when I engage with people. People telling me that I'm doing my job every day by talking to people on Twitter. I'm red-pilling people on Facebook. My answer to you is you don't know what you're actually doing on the web, because there are so many bots, so many AI engines, so many paid trolls working behind the scenes, creating fake accounts, creating false entities. The part that you can do on the web is to distribute information in hopes that others read it, but the real impact you're going to have is stepping into the real world and engaging people face to face. We are in a very critical time, and it's a time that if we don't let go of fears, the subtle part of fear is going to shape our future. Faith is an interesting thing. On one level, the fundamental part of faith is to let go and trust in God. And this is where the modern church steps in to get things all twisted around. Because the teachings that have become so predominant is that we must simply wait for God to do his job. That we must wait for the return of Christ to fix things. That's nonsense. And I'm going to be blunt, even if that offends you. The fact of the matter is, God did not give us sovereignty and free will and life itself for us to squander it waiting for the return of the Messiah. That will come when it comes. But in the meantime, it is our responsibility to fight for the faith that we have and the rights of sovereignty and free will we are given. We need to do a hard look right now, a gut check, to look at ourselves and look at this world around us and ask ourselves really how we got here. How did we allow abortion to become normalized? How have we allowed pedophiles to infiltrate every level of our government? How have we allowed 700,000 plus children every year to disappear in the United States and not take concern and not be outraged? How have we allowed fetal body parts to be sold and exchanged like buying a package of beef? How have we allowed our society to develop and accept as normal mass amounts of people living homelessly on the streets? How have we allowed our children to go to school and be indoctrinated into the beliefs of transgenderism, sexual empowerment at elementary school, and being taught ideas and values that are contrary to our entire nation? How did we allow teachers to get that sort of power? How did we allow politicians to wave that sort of power over our head? And why, the most important question, why have we willingly complied? And what I argue is fear. We have become indoctrinated into a culture where deviating from a rule sends fear into us. We're afraid of getting a ticket. We're afraid of getting a fine. We're afraid of what it will do to our credit report. We're afraid of what it'll do if we're arrested. All of these things are constructs of man. And in the process, we end up transferring our worship from God to the institutions of man and the fear of the institutions that man has created. And they haven't been created for our benefit. They have been created to control us. This mask issue is right in our face and literally over our face. This mask issue has settled into people. And as I have said many times now on these podcasts, our world is being divided in two. Those of the nanny state that are willfully compliant to the institutions of man, and those of faith and the patriot side of liberty that question authority and stand true with God. It's really that simple. And as we look at this world, we need to be doubling down in our efforts to wake others up and to fight for what is ours to keep. This mask issue is becoming the virus, and it's a mind virus. The science is actually known as memetics, which is where the idea of memes comes from. But it's the idea that if you work a fiction long enough in somebody's thinking, it will become a truth, and it will become worse than that. It will become a way of living and an influencer on how they behave. That's social engineering. And the longer you push something, the more ways you do that with people accepting it, that literally becomes the new normal. Look around at this mask issue. Look at the full court press that is going on. Look at every single company that is complying with state governments. When we're dealing with multinational corporations, they're all in it together. When we're dealing with local small business, they're reacting with fear. And rightfully so to a degree, because you have state governments that are threatening to fine them, shut them down, pull their licenses. Where are we, though, in that process? Where are we standing with those businesses to say, no way, it's not going to happen? This is now our fight. And as we wait, as we continue to talk about the arrests or the unsealing of indictments or the bringing of pain, we're missing the entire point. We're doing again that process of deflection centered on fear. What's holding us back is the question. What is truly holding us back from getting action into our communities? Is it because it's so big of a process that we look at the deep state and we tell ourselves, oh, I have to be careful. This is a very dangerous world out here. And we see what that does. We see entire sections of cities locking down and letting those hooligans take control, burn things down, run riots, attack police. And the police are left there all on their own while the citizens sit there quietly in their house and do nothing. Where is our action? The silent majority is a powerful force for voting, but it also needs to be a powerful force of presence. We can't just sit on the side waiting for that moment to vote. We have to become engaged in our society that is being literally stripped from us. And that doesn't mean traveling to DC to do a 50 million person march. It means focusing on your local city, your local town, and especially your county. Those are the areas in which we live. And we have to be fearless. And when I say fearless, you have to take on a mentality of war, because that is where we're at. And this is a big step for some people, and I understand that, but I want to walk you through this a minute. I'm very empathetic when people write about small victories, because I believe in small victories. I truly believe that you cannot win a big battle unless you have small victories. In fact, that advice was given to me by one of our greatest generals. So when I read about people making a courageous move by not wearing a mask somewhere, I give it a tip of the hat and I say, good, that's a good first step. That's a small victory. Every single one of us has to be probing the wire. You have to be constantly pushing that level of defiance. When a governor says everybody has to wear masks outside, there better be 100,000, even a million people throwing those masks down and say, come and arrest me. I'm quite serious with what I'm saying. What is at stake here right now is literally our future. And if we don't get it together by making some very hard stands of what we will accept and not accept, and really start pushing back, the cancel culture, the international corporations, the political sellouts, the lawyers, the Hollywood stars are all going to keep pushing on this and taking more away. We are literally fighting for our life. And if we don't make these hard stands, it doesn't matter whether President Trump wins or not. They will have won the social reengineering war. And that's what's at stake here. President Trump and his team are literally swimming in a cesspool of vipers and piranhas. And while I give a lot of time to the philosophical and the spiritual look at this fight, at the core of every bit of this is our personal accountability and our personal responsibility. And that accountability and responsibility to God is not to be sitting in the pew waiting for something to happen. It's about being bold in the world. When we think of Christ flipping tables, that's what I'm talking about. Because that's where we are. We are now at that red line. That doesn't mean go out and engage Antifa fist to fist, because that's not the way we fight. But if we are not literally bringing in the power of unity with prayer and faith and remembering the power of presence, pushing in to manifest the love and the power that God gives us with this, using our tools not just online, but to engage into the real world to demonstrate the power of our commitment to defy stupidity. If we don't do that, the thugs are going to take over the asylum. The contradictions that we're living under are stunning, and we see the depths of corruption that we never imagined were this bad. Small businesses getting shut down, Planned Parenthood continuing to get funded to abort babies, Tom Fenton and his team uncovering documents about the FDA literally trafficking in baby parts, and the practice is still probably going on. State governors threatening lives of people with fines and imprisonment for not wearing a mask. Try putting 10,000 people around a governor's house and see what happens. Making our presence known is the point here. And I find that so many people are looking for somebody to lead. Just step out and start doing.
If we all take that commitment, we all march this thing together. In the last 4.5 years, we have evolved at a level in a digital army to build an amazing force that is awakened, understands how to build memes, is aggressive with truth, and that's a huge accomplishment. But we've turned a corner now where we need to take this into the streets. We literally need to lead the world in showing them what a powerful, faith-grounded protest looks like. I've mentioned this before. This is literally bringing 500, 1,000 people to a protest of our own or engaging Antifa, but not in the way of violence, but in singing of hymns. Yes, they're going to attack you if you go against them. So what? We are fighting for our life now. And if we continue to let them run over the police, if we continue to let them run over politicians, keep in mind that part of what they're doing right now is to apply social pressure to such a degree that they are trying to collapse the will of your city councils, of your county commissions, of your mayor, and even your sheriff. That's the ultimate action, because if they can do this county by county, they don't need to win political seats. They just need to collapse the will of those we put in power. And unless we are standing there with those elected officials, in particular counties, because in the county, all of those positions are elected by the people, from the sheriff to the county commission to the DA. If we don't stand with them and show them physical presence of support, these bands of thugs, of terrorists, are going to win. They don't have to vote to win. They just need to break the will. This war is very real. And each day that we tell ourselves that we're going to wait till November is another day they can advance. From here forward, every single county commission meeting needs to be flooded with patriots. From here forward, every single city council meeting needs to be flooded with patriots. From here forward, every single school board meeting needs to be flooded with patriots. From here forward, patriots need to be organizing to take the defiant stances. We have to fight in every way possible. And as fearful as it may seem at times, if we don't throw everything down right now and engage with everything we have in a peaceful, faith-driven protest, where we're going to end up is the worst place. And it's going to be us fighting for our lives with what we have left. The process of the awakening is for us to awaken to the power in which we have. And that power is greater than anything we have ever imagined. And this is the time in which we're learning that. But the truth is that if we don't learn it, no one's going to be there to pick us up and say it's okay. This war is real. And this is not a game. This isn't a recess at school where we did as kids and swing on the swings. And if you fall, you scratch a knee, someone picks you up and gives you a Band-Aid. This is real life. This is a place that when we go out and we fall, we're gambling with our souls and our future. We're gambling with the future of our children. And this is what I know. I will not fall to my knees for these satanic pedophile creeps. I will fight to the very end. And I truly hope there's going to be millions of more patriots that are going to be there with me. But either way, I'll be there till the end. This is a time to get very serious, patriots. They have thrown everything at this fight. Literally, all assets are deployed. Just look around. We have to make hard decisions. Simple things like not wearing a mask. Simple things like not engaging with businesses that mandate masks. Those are hard decisions, but the momentum has to grow. You have to coordinate. You have to adapt locally to what your fight is, but you have to fight. And fighting is not fists. It's presence. It's people together standing up to this nonsense. It's the defiance together, not the defiance of one, because once you peel off one, and that's the only one, everyone else cowers back. It's standing together. When the state sends down a liquor control commission person or someone from OSHA or whatever agents they're using to penalize a business, there needs to be 50 or 100 patriots there meeting that individual saying no. And that business needs to know that they have the support of the community to fight back. When the police engage a Black Lives Matter group, the police need to have 100, 200, 500, 1,000 citizens that come there and stand with them, pray, sing hymns, but show the police that you're there with them, support them. We have to push the envelope as far as we can in the strength in numbers, in presence, and using faith as our anchor to push back on this evil. We haven't come close to achieving the maximum that we're capable of, but the time is now. So let me close with Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day
has enough trouble of its own. Patriots, every single day that we wait, the enemy makes another advance. It's time for us to stand. It's time for us to use the strengths that we have, prayer, faith, and presence in numbers, to make ourselves known. Focus on your communities. Reach out in your communities. Be bold. Be fearless. Be a disciple of God. God bless. So thanks for tuning in. Remember, if you like the channel, please hit subscribe, like the episode, and share it on your favorite social media forum. The Bards FM podcast can be found on YouTube and BitChute at Bards FM. You can also join the daily conversations on Twitter and Parler at Bards FM. Also remember to check out Bards of War, Fighting is Everything, the war documentary at bardsofwarfilm.com. That's bardsofwarfilm.com. Buying a copy helps support these podcasts and future film projects. If you would like to support the channel with a donation link is below, as well as an address for those that like the traditional way of doing business. All podcasts are written and produced by Scott Kesterson. Opinions expressed are the individual's only. Interpretation of events are the sole rights and opinions of the podcast presenter and guests. Bards FM, Bards of War, and Fighting is Everything are trademarks of Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. All work is owned and copyrighted by Scott Kesterson and Expedition Cafe. Thank you again. You have been listening to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, out for now.